Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, and you join us here today not just to talk about watches, but to talk about something that goes hand in hand with them. Not cars, but video games. If you like watches, and of course you do, check out watchfinder.com. Click the link in the description below. Really helps us out. Thank you. Tom.
Hello.
I know that you're a fan of computer games and other such video-based interactive devices, and so I've got a little surprise for you. We've got a special guest, and this special guest is not only a watch enthusiast and owner of the Timeist YouTube channel, link in the description below, go and click it please. He's also someone who works at a place that makes video games. Mr. James Bakich, how are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you fine gentlemen doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good, yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here?
Okay, yeah, I could do that. I am here because I love watches and because we kind of bumped into each other at a watch event here in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And we kind of hit it off and had some great watch conversations. And then a little bit about me. I've been in the gaming industry for a little over 13 years, spanning a couple of game studios now, most notably working on Halo for the majority of that time, and wow, and now at Riot working on Valorant. So yeah,
amazing.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Huge IPs.
Just a bit. I started out in test in QA, so
right,
that was a lot of fun. That was the only time whenever I told people what I do, they're like, oh, so you just sit around and play video games all day. That was literally the only time I could go, yeah, I do. Yeah. Anytime after that, it's not that at all.
I really like that you you sort of have crossed over into watches. You've got your own watch YouTube channel. There's quite a lot of correlations between video games and watches people don't realize. Both quite male-dominated industries, strong opinions, big companies that make baffling decisions that anger the fans.
I don't know what you're talking about. That never happens. Everyone is always happy and loves everything video game companies do forever and always. Yeah.
The same with watch communities as well.
Well, speaking of the crossover between watches and computer games, we have some watches here that crossover with computer games. And as our guest of honor, James, why don't you start with the first? color me surprised with a big exclamation mark above my head.
Ah, so you know a little bit about what I'm going to say. Okay. Happy to. If the line snake means anything to you, then you're going to love the next watch I'm going to propose to you, fine gentlemen. Enter the Seiko Wired Metal Gear Solid 5 watch, reference number AGAM601. This beauty is actually limited to 2,500 pieces, with the original retail price being 45,000 Japanese yen, which in today's market would equal about $300. This unique watch for the gaming enthusiast has been introduced with the release of Metal Gear Solid 5 all the way back in September of 2015. So, you know, good luck trying to find one right now. But
yeah,
it was a little bit rough actually back then as well, because the not so fun fact is that it apparently sold out within 5 minutes of it being put up online. So
yeah,
rough times for fans. The watch itself is powered by a quartz crystal and has a pretty unique design with like the top portion. It's actually 42 mil and the bottom portion 39 mil. So kind of a weird shape, And it's a little bit of a chunky boy at 15 millimeters. But that does get you about 100 meters of water resistance. So that's good.
Is this, I didn't play the fifth one actually, because I hate Keith Sutherland. No, not really, but I just didn't get around to it. Is the design based on something that Snake wears in that game? Or?
Yeah, actually, so that design is exactly like the one that Snake wears in the game, and he's got a metal arm, a robotic arm, his left hand, and
sure.
He raises it up every now and then. Every time he does, you get to see the watch. So this was kind of like a, hey, do you want to wear the watch that Snake wears? Do you want to be cool?
Oh, nice.
Get this watch.
Cool.
I got stuck on number 5. I found it too hard.
Did you really?
I moved 5 inches to the left and the whole base knew I was there and I died again. So I gave up.
Well, someone who didn't give up on something is CD Projekt Red, who persevered and have actually made quite a good game now, I believe. Idris Elba's on board. But this is a watch from that game. This is the T2077 timepiece. It's a digital watch. This is a Prime watch. Chumbas need not apply, as people of Night City would say awkwardly. So this is a Grade 2 titanium-based digital watch, and it's running some pretty sophisticated soft to power the quartz LED yellow display in there. It's a limited edition timepiece, only 700 units worldwide, which is a lot less than the amount of refunds that there were for the game during its terrible launch. But it's actually a really cool looking watch. And as I say, yeah, the game, I think the game is up to scratch and it's starting to meet people's expectations. So if you were one of the poor, unfortunate souls that pre-ordered this and got this watch, you can now wear it with pride and enjoy the game to the fullest.
First thoughts, I love titanium, so I'm a big fan already. I'm getting some like Accutron MBNF hybrid design happening here. Looking at it, it's pretty futuristic. Cyberpunk plus Keanu Reeves equals amazing watch.
Breathtaking watch.
This watch also reminds me of the Gerard Perregaux casquette as well. Similar kind of look. I'm going to just cast your minds back, not necessarily to one specific game, but just to an ethos of games, the 8-bit era. This particular brew watch comes from the American manufacturer, and they are inspired by coffee beans, apparently. That is their logo. But here you can see there are a number of different aspects to the watch that remind us of those odd colours that they chose in 8-bit games and some of those blocky shapes too, including a hot cup of joe sat right above the date. I especially like the different subdial hands there, which look like snakes. I think those are supposed to be snakes, but that's the fun. It's your imagination. It is a 38mm watch by 41.5mm. Gets a sapphire crystal. It is a hybrid mecha quartz chronograph, and it's £357.87, which I believe is a direct conversion from dollars.
I wonder if you were to put this watch in the attic and then like 20 years later go and get it down and look at it and go, oh, I remember it looking much better than this when I wore it as a kid.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
James, the next watch, please.
Yeah, gentlemen, enter the PAM 1353, better known as the Luminor 40 Razor watch. At $8,900, you will no longer have a clash of colors with your Razor gaming setup, but rather you'll bask in the glory that is an all-black PVD-coated e-steel timepiece with Razor-specific green accents on the strap stitching and the running seconds hand. What's more, because this is a Panerai, it sports a sandwich dial that glows in the same Razor green color once the lights go out. Inside, you'll find the automatic P900 caliber housed within a 40mm case, and the power reserve on it is 3 days. And as far as functions go, outside of it just making you look cool and matchy-matchy with your hardware setup, there's a date complication. Keeping it on the subtle side also, if you look down at the 6 o'clock position, you'll see the Razor logo. This looks pretty cool, pretty subdued. And I think only like hardcore gamers would notice the Razor logo. So it's subtle and pretty cool. What do you guys think?
It's kind of strange. I'm really unexpected. But I guess there's a lot of PC Master Race, Panaristi, a lot of crossover there, I would imagine.
It's a bit like finding out that your parents smoke weed, isn't it? You're like, huh? I didn't know you guys were cool. It's going to take a lot of paper routes to pay for this watch. But it's probably about the price of a full-on Razer gaming kit once you've got all of the hot things. Now, I'm a console gamer. I can't be bothered with all of the flashing lights and the building bits, but I know other people like to noodle about so they can have their extra frames per second. Do you know what? I don't think there is a difference between 30 frames per second and 60. I think people are just kidding themselves. Right, moving on.
You're insane. You're insane.
The comment section just exploded. No difference between 30 and 60. Are you mad?
I'd happily play at 12.
Okay, next up, this is a bit of an obscure one. This is a D1 Milano. So this is a watch company founded in Milan in 2013 by Dario Spalloni. And their mantra is 70s soul with a modern twist. And I think all their watches have an integrated case. So it's putting all their eggs in the integrated basket, I think, is a shrewd move. But this one is a collaboration with Metal Slug, the run-and-gun arcade game by SNK, first released in the 90s. It's a really cool watch, very striking. It has a case which is multifaceted and really nicely finished. You get brushed and polished edges. And it's an army green sandwich dial with a green NATO strap. And on this NATO strap, you've got a lovely orange stitching which matches the orange accents on the dial. Most notably, the pixelated numerals in that lovely 90s gradient orange there. There's a pixelated H on the crown, which is a reference to the heavy machine gun pickup in the game, which is amazing detail. Heavy machine gun! I love it. And I just think it's just really tastefully done for an Italian integrated watch company and a 90s arcade shooter game has just come together in this perfect harmony of like an exquisite timepiece. I think it's amazing. The bad news is it is long sold out. But yeah.
What an interesting collaboration. I did not know of this thing's existence, but yeah, to your point, like it is so well done and it doesn't, like it doesn't have like a giant Mario face on the dial. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And Metal Slug is such an obscure like game. I remember seeing like, you know, the arcade cabinets in the arcades of Metal Slug, but wow, that is interesting.
Speaking of putting Mario front and center on a watch, you know how the average Mario playing child has around $4,300 for a timepiece. Well, Tag Heuer were jumping straight on that opportunity, and to be honest, they're surprised no one else got there first. This is the limited edition Tag Heuer Formula One Mario Kart, an automatic chronograph in 44mm of stainless steel, and yes, it is abound with Mario Kart branding. You'll see him puttering away on his little cart there, just awaiting a terrifically evil blue shell to knock him off. It says Mario Kart on the bezel, just in case you're not up to speed, and there is a big bright red M on the crown. Unfortunately, it's sold out, which is a surprise, I'll be honest. I didn't imagine that there would be a vastly large audience of people looking to buy this, but apparently I'm just too cynical. Everyone loves a bit of Mario. There's a reason that the Mario film did well, because everyone loves Mario. He is the world's favourite little Italian plumber who is also a computer game character.
I think that's the point, though. You say, like, you're surprised it sold out, but like you said, everyone loves Mario. He's such an enormous property, isn't he? Such a big license for Tag Heuer to team up with. The Venn diagram of Tag Heuer fans and Mario fans is going to be quite a large pool of people, I think.
Andrew, Tom, you ever get the desire to experience what it would be like to survive an atomic apocalypse as a wasteland wanderer and still maintain your watch enthusiast label?
I do. Go on.
Wonder no more, gentlemen, because the German-made Laco Rad Ox limited edition watch, based on the Fallout universe, this watch ticks all the boxes, save for the atomic apocalypse bit, for now at least. As we all know, the Pip-Boy in the Fallout universe is a pretty massive supercomputer on your wrist. This watch, however, comes in at a much more wearable 42mm in diameter and 13mm in height, so a little bit more you know, doable as a daily, perhaps. On the side, you have these flat Flieger style lugs that adorn the case. You got a big onion crown on the side for easy operation in case your fingers swell for, you know, radiation purposes. And at the 6 o'clock position, you see a cool fallout shelter radiation symbol that reminds you of the wondrous new world you now live in. At its heart, it's got a ETA 2824 movement. And not that you'd need it, but if you did, you could flip over the watch and on the case back, you would find a rad meter range scale showing what level of exposure would lead to which kind of state, you know, suboptimal state. The strap is also an interesting talking point because it's made out of both canvas and leather, and it's made to appear aged as though it's seen better days, with one of the strap keepers being made to look like a caution tape. And the watch was produced as a limited edition of, and this is the bit that kind of hurts, 143 pieces back in 2019. It wasn't very affordable. It retailed for $2,950. And it also came in this cool special presentation box that appears to be aged and very much era appropriate. I think it's pretty cool. It's very different. It's pretty rare. Thoughts?
It almost looks a bit like something a restoration channel would find on the side of the road and then and then conveniently wash off all the coffee grounds from it. And so it looks like new. But actually, I love the way they've dirtied it down. I think it looks so good. I love that used future aesthetic. It looks great. And it looks so Fallout as well. Even the Felix Colgrave illustrations on the back with the puking radiated man is brilliant. Right. Okay. So now we're going to talk about Boulder, the little outdoor supply company and watchmaker from Singapore, I believe. So they've just gone ahead and teamed up with the biggest entertainment franchise in the world, and this is their Pokemon collection. So you've got special edition Voyage model watches from their range, and they're each designed to evoke all three classic starter Pokemon from the original games, and then also everyone's favorite Pikachu. So you've got a super tough and super effective 40mm case, decked out with each of the Pokemon's signature colors over the dial face, as well as the indices and hour and minute hands. Each one has a customized second hand with a lovely little elemental motif on the end. So you've got Pikachu's lightning bolt and Charizard's flame, and then a little leaf for Bulbasaur there. Very cool, very nice little touches. And there's another illustration of their evolved forms on the sapphire case back. So they're $599. And again, here's the bad news. Only available in Singapore, Thailand, and Hong Kong. And subsequently, the run has ended and they've all sold out. So I'm starting to see a bit of a theme here. People complain about the availability of Rolex watches, but you should try and get your hands on a video game collaboration watch. It's much harder.
Tom, assuming you can actually get hold of these, would it be acceptable to just get one of them? Or would it be preferable to...
You gotta catch them all.
Oh, you gotta catch them all. You know the answer. Come on.
If you're a fan of the Far Cry series, and by which I mean if you've played one of them, you have played all of them, you may or may not have played the most recent one. This time, they were in a Cuban-like area, I believe. I can't remember because I played a bit of it and got bored. But there was one thing that was very much stuck to my brain. There was a Hamilton watch, and there was a whole big deal made about this thing, and you can actually buy it. It's a form of the Hamilton car key field worn in the game by character Danny Rojas, whose favourite activities include Rebel, Hero, and Survivor. This is a watch that was originally based on a military field watch, so you get the 12 and 24 hour markers on there. It's very small, it's compact, it's rugged. It's water resistant as well, and it is automatic to keep it winding. As we all know, the Car Key Field is one of the most popular entry point watches in the luxury Swiss watch game. And I think this one's actually a really nice addition, never mind all of the computer game associations with the tan leather strap and the creamy markers and that bright popping red second hand. It's just generally a good looking watch. So whether or not you want to play the full game or you just want to sit there and get the secret ending, This is a good watch. This watch would have been $1,195 were it not discontinued.
If I can I get it in game if I buy the digital deluxe version?
I think it's already in the game, like whether you yeah, it's just it's the watch that the character wears.
I don't have to grind for it or anything.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so next watch on the list is another Tag Heuer, this time the Big Brother. It's the watch that you talked about, Andrew, earlier, but if it ate a mushroom, it grew up, it got bigger, and sprouted a whole tourbillon on it. So that's why it's just a smidge more expensive than the previous one you had talked about. This one is the Tag Heuer Formula One Mario Kart Limited Edition Chronograph Tourbillon in 44 millimeters titanium case, which I love. The bit that I don't love as much is the fact that it lists for $25,600.
But it does come with a complimentary travel pouch, so you can argue about value, but...
That's sort of like buying, you know, an SF90 Ferrari or like a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley.
And getting a tote bag.
And then going, you get a tote bag and an umbrella in the door. Well, gee, thank you so much.
Okay, cool. Next. So we're on to Seiko, who are quite big fans of a collaboration. And this time they've teamed up with the 2D beat 'em up, the Street Fighter series, specifically Street Fighter V. And you've got Seiko 5 sports watches for six of your favorite classic fighters, Ryu, Chun-Li, Ken, Guile, Blanka, and Zangief. And each watch is tailored to evoke the visual appearance of those characters in a very, very clever way. I think these are really nicely done. The Ryu one, especially in the white with the worn out bezel to denote his sort of ragged judo outfit. What's the, I don't know what the technical term is.
It's called a gi.
Right, yeah. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, our delegate from Japan. And then you've got the Chun-Li one, which is a bit more ornate to her sort of Chinese get-up. This violent Ken's black and red, Guile's camo, Blanka's shocking, electrifying bezel there, and Zangief's strong Russian wrestling aesthetic. These are really cool watches, really bold designs. I think I got wind of them the day after they were announced, so I wasn't able to purchase one. Because you guessed it, they're all sold out. You must defeat Shang Long to stand a chance at owning one of these watches.
They're very cool. I think Seiko went hard on the theming of these watches, which I think if you're into Street Fighter, you will love. It kind of feels like Seiko beat Blancpain and Swatch Group to the punch for their, you know, yeah. These are very, very ornate.
Yeah, really cool.
I was never allowed to play Street Fighter when I was a kid, so none of this means anything to me. But what does mean something to me, of course, is this very ordinary looking Seamaster 300M quartz. You might remember an era where Pierce Brosnan took over as James Bond and the campy fun spy thriller took a new direction. And one of those new directions wasn't just the cast, it was also the watch on the wrist. Now, Jean-Claude Beaver went through great pains to put the Omega Seamaster Professional 300M on the wrist of Pierce Brosnan. And since that day, it has been the Seamaster. And of course, GoldenEye was famous for being one of the best first-person shooters ever created. On the Nintendo 64, that is definitely one of those games that a revisit is not a good thing to do. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, I definitely had a better imagination as a child than I do now. That thing has aged badly, unlike this watch, which looking back at it looks absolutely cracking. Fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't actually gone back to GoldenEye, but I don't believe you. I bet it is still good. I like the crown there on the top left of the dial at 10 o'clock there. Or is that a crown or is that a pusher to detonate remote mines that you've thrown against the toilet stall door?
you would think.
That's some good reminiscing. James, do you know anything about these watches? There's some sort of computer game, League of something, Heroes, maybe? I don't know. Why don't you take it away on this one?
Yeah, I know a few things. I know some stuff and some things. These are two brand new, actually, I would say within the last 2 weeks, depending on when this video goes out. These are two brand new Casio G-Shock timepieces that have just been released that are done in collaboration with Riot Games, specifically the League of Legends IP. This is two collaboration models that are very cool, very colorful, very tough, as you can imagine, given that they're Casios. And they, you know, sport your traditional Casio goodies, like basically being shockproof and destruction proof and water resistant to way more than you should probably dive to. And you have two options, the more conveniently priced $200 version, the more colorful one, more budget friendly. And then you can go for the more expensive $1,100 version.
I think they've done a really nice job here. I think a lot of the collaborations we've seen here have been quite tastefully done, and I feel like the watch brands have actually understood the properties that they're collaborating with. And you know, I think car companies could learn a lot from their collaborations with watches, because I think these are, I mean, obviously they're really, really bold and exciting and not for everyone, but when in relation to League of Legends, I just think they just hit the nail on the head so well. Really cool.
Riot Games, League of Legends, never heard of it. Tom, what have you got for us?
Right, okay, so this is another really obscure one. So this is Seiko Alba, Alba being a subsidiary of Seiko, and this is the a Super Mario collaboration model, and there were quite a few, but this one is just so cool. Again, really, really tastefully done. So it's got a polygonal case, looks a bit like a Casio, looks a bit 90s, but there's some really lovely Mario details on it. You've got three hands there in primary colors, but then each blocky numeral on the dial represents one of the blocks from Mario's world. You've got a Yoshi coin at 12, an apple, which Yoshi is reaching for with his tongue at 4, and then a Yoshi egg at 8. Also, a lovely little touch is a nice engraved Super Nintendo logo in the top right hand of the case there, the four buttons of the SNES controller. So cool. Wonderful watch. I was drooling when I saw it. But here's the bad news. It is out of stock. And again, I'm not even sure it really exists.
And we need more of this sort of stuff. I note the sneaky little logo up in the top right there as well, just very subtly embossed. It is very cool. Which one's Zelda again?
He is the robot from the Metroid series.
Oh, God. All the gamers right now are just losing their minds.
So, moving on to the last watch. I thought I'd bring it back down. We can't all afford hundreds and thousands and stuff, so why not enjoy something from the one of the biggest game franchises in the world? Yes, that's right. It's Lego for people who don't have any floor space. It's Minecraft. And this is a Minecraft smartwatch. It is £34.99, and it has that little green scary man. That I've not played Minecraft, so I'm assuming he's bad. He looks bad. Put all of those things together with a lovely strap with all of the tools that you can use to wave around in front of you and defeat those little blocks that get in the way, and maybe even expand your mind with some of the fun activities that smartwatches probably have, including this one, I expect, maybe. For $34.99, you can't really go wrong. Well, there you go, a whole bunch of video game watch collaborations. Thank you so much, James, for joining us to talk about this stuff. Do click on the link in the description below to visit the Timus, where you can see what he has to say about watches. If you didn't think he was already impressive enough, he's even more so there. Thank you so much. Please do like and subscribe, and make sure to check out watchfinder.com in the description below for many, many more watches. Goodbye.
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.